The Packers game is over, and now it's time to break this one down.
Everything that is Wisconsin
this
and
This is the Palermo's Pizza Green and Gold postgame show. Presented by Screamin' Sicilian, premium frozen products and craft pizzas. Now, along with former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, here's the big unit, Bill Michaels.
Good evening and welcome. And this is not going to be a pleasant show today. I'm telling you that right damn now. So if you are an Aaron Rodgers supporter, if you are an Aaron Rodgers lover, you need to turn off your radio and go to that milquetoast kiss-ass place that everybody else that really wants green and gold glasses to wear goes to. Because tonight you're going to hear the truth. Gary Ellerson alongside. I'm Bill Michaels. We have Mike Clemens here in studio tonight. Tonight, this loss, this season, the Dunn Club is on Aaron Rodgers. $170 million worth of crap tonight. He wasn't throwing the ball to checkdowns. He wouldn't live to fight another day. He stunk tonight. Don't tell me about deep passes and all the great things that he can do when the obstinance does not allow this team to win because of number 12, period. This one is on Aaron Rodgers. Done. The season is over because of Aaron Rodgers. Gary Ellerson, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
It's over.
No, Bill, because listen, you still got a lot of game left. You got
Not with this quarterback, you don't.
Chicago?
Not with this selfish quarterback, you don't.
We got that. But
Chicago's
still,
basically going to be a thanks, but no yeah. cigar because you got, it, and everybody, by then you're done.
Everybody plays each other coming down the stretch here. Yeah, is Aaron Rodgers struggling? Yeah, he is. And then
According to the announcers, Aaron Rodgers, I just figured out
why he's struggling in some ways. Now, I heard Trevor Davis do an interview today, and Trevor goes, well, we're asking, well, you know, how has it been in the huddle with Aaron Rodgers, and how is it, you know, he goes, well, you know, it's hard, but sometimes it's easy. And the guy goes, well, why is it hard? He goes, well, sometimes when you come in the huddle, he'll just say, well, he'll see things. He'll say, well, you go run this. So basically what he's doing is drawing plays up in the dirt. So when you're drawing plays up in the dirt, Bill, that means you're not really following progressions.
Yep.
That means you're really looking for one matchup that you're looking for, and that's it. And if that guy's not open, you got nowhere else to go. So everybody's talking about these route concepts that McCarthy have or don't have, but when you got Rodgers drawing stuff up, there is no route concept.
Right.
If he's changing plays, there is no route concept. Now, I know Brett Favre used to do the same stuff, too, and all that. But if you're talking about, well, why is the clock going down so fast? And, well, the clock is going down so fast because Rodgers is now just kind of telling guys what to do. I saw him go to, like, four different guys in the huddle to tell them what to do. The play was in at, like, 24. They didn't get out of huddle until like maybe 6 or 7 seconds to go because he's pointing at everybody. Now, I'm not laying all the blame on Aaron Rodgers. Here's the deal. Ted Thompson has some blame in this too. You look at these cornerbacks, of course they're going to go pick on Josh Jackson, right? Of course they're going to pick on Alexander. And pretty much, who was the other new kid they got? Some guy they even got off the street over there. Of course they are. So you've got a hole there. I thought the defense played well. Fracker played well, Bill. I'm not ready. Is it, what'd you say, to throw the baby out with the bathwater?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, throw out the baby with the bathwater.
I'm not ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater just yet. I don't trust Chicago, and I don't trust Minnesota, and I don't, well, of course, Detroit's done. But we have to still play all three of those teams. I think we still control our fate. I really do. Now, will this guy get any better? I don't know. If he can, he's been playing like this all year long. So, it's not outside of the realm of expectations that he continues to play like this all year. Now, there are a lot of people who are talking about designs of plays, but I don't know if you've been hearing this on your show. Well, McCarthy is not creative. He's not. I saw at least 5 plays tonight that looked like Andy Reid. I give you one. One was Devontae Adams came across the motion to the right, and the flip pass
Aaron Jones.
To Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
That was Tariq. I seen him run that to Tariq Hill. There was another play when they did the fake. They did the handoff, and then they faked it, reversed it, and then he's got Devontae Adams going in the middle, but a double cut. But hell, had he thrown the ball down the middle, he had a step on him. Let it go, Rodgers. So everybody want to talk about McCarthy's not being creative. I saw some creative. I'm looking for creativeness, not out of McCarthy. So I saw something there. I'm not, once again, Jeff Orlovsky, I'm not absolving Mike McCarthy of anything. I think the Green Bay Packers, they all got some play in it. It all stinks. All of them. If you're going to jump on Rodgers' bandwagon or McCarthy bandwagon or Ted's bandwagon or Mark Murphy's, it all stinks right now. All of them. All of them deserve some blame in what's going on right now. All of them.
Completely agree.
Every last one of them.
Every one of them. Completely agree. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. 855-830-8648. Hang in there. 27-24. It's the score I picked, but I picked it the opposite way.
You did?
I thought the Packers would win 27-24.
I didn't hear the score today, but
I said 27-24. They would win. Missed field goal hurt them again.
Yeah.
And then also Aaron Rodgers and his obstinance and stubbornness not to throw the damn checkdowns time and again throughout this game cost them the game and cost them the season. $170 million paperweight.
No, it's not worth it. Stop, Bill. Come on, man.
No, come on. Bill, come on, bring it back. Nope.
Get out the lids. Come on, man.
We got
come
more
back.
To go.
Come
more of the Green and Gold postgame show next.
Packers game is over, and now it's time to break this one down. This is the Palermo's Pizza Green and Gold postgame show, presented by Screamin' Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas. Now, along with former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, here's the big unit, Bill Michaels.
It was a game in which the Packers could have and should have won, and they didn't. 27-24, they fall to the Seattle Seahawks again. I understand they didn't get the calls. I get it. Without a doubt, they didn't throw the challenge flag. I get it. But numerous drives stalled. Third down sucked. Aaron Rodgers hangs onto the ball way too long, won't take checkdowns, won't get a first down and live to fight another day. It's the obstinance of the quarterback that cost them this game. When you're turning it over to a defense that's giving you everything it's got and they're going down like flies and you're not taking wide open receivers down the middle of the field because you're always looking for something further, that's on your $170 million paperweight. That's what it is. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Nope. Nope. Not on this game. Not firing McCarthy on this game. Sorry. Nope. Not doing it. Not doing it. If you say it's the play calling, explain to me. Call this program, okay? Call this program and tell me when wide receivers and guys coming out of the backfield are wide open, how is that McCarthy's fault? Isn't that the play call? And isn't that designed to do exactly that, to get a guy open?
Absolutely.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
So
no,
how in the world is that McCarthy's fault?
Yeah, I want to know that.
How in the world? That's what I want to know. Call this program and explain it to me. How in the world? Now, there's some things you can argue about, absolutely. But on play drives, on the field, that matter, when you refuse to take them, how in the world is that McCarthy's fault?
Well, here we go. I got one from Benny. Benny says McCarthy needs to go. Absolutely awful. Doesn't challenge the incompletion when you
Who
have
cares?
Plenty of time because Kenny Clark was down with the injury. Secondly, doesn't go for it on fourth and two when
that I agree with.
Defense is completely banged up. And you had only one timeout.
That
McCarthy
I agree with.
McCarthy needs to go.
That tonight. I agree with. But they should have had two other scores at least in this ball game.
Absolutely.
Had it not been for an obstinate quarterback. So I don't want to hear about McCarthy after the fact. Because it was always about McCarthy and his play calling. Now it's about a challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Now it's about a challenge.
Right, it's about a challenge.
Right? Well, next thing you're going to do is tell me that the Corrente and the referees were against you all night too.
Here's the thing, Bill.
If you call up and say McCarthy's a little bit at fault and I blame Aaron Rodgers for this, I have more respect for you. Because I can agree with all of that.
Right.
But if you say it's all Mike McCarthy, you are a moron if you watch that game and didn't watch it with open eyes.
Right, and that's what you have to be. I mean, it's great to be a fan, and that's okay. I mean, it's all right to be a fan. But you have to take the totality of what is going wrong, what is happening with the Green Bay Packers. And here's why I think McCarthy should be his last year. Because he can no longer reach Aaron Rodgers.
Right. That would be the reason.
That's why.
Yeah.
He can't coach him. Rodgers won't listen. And you're not going to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's a transcending player. You're not going to get rid of him. So you got to go find a coach. And then the next coach got to come in and do what McCarthy did to Brett Favre. Remember when McCarthy came in to Brett Favre, he was the guy winging the big stick? And he told Brett, listen, if you want to audible, if you want to do all that stuff, you need to be here at 5 o'clock in the morning with me if you want to do all that stuff. And he got Brett's attention. Brett then went on and had the best year he ever had as a Green Bay Packer. Now, he followed up went to New York, but followed up in Minnesota, had a better year in Minnesota. But that's what has to happen to Aaron Rodgers. Yes, a new coach, new voice, so Rodgers can listen to somebody and somebody can coach him on. Right now, Rodgers is on his own page, and it's costing him. And listen, McCarthy may not be calling him on the carpet for him. If he's not, that's why his play would continue to slip.
This is the end of the Mike Sherman era.
Yes.
That's what this is.
Yes.
What we're witnessing.
Bill, is that where we're at?
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Yes.
It's when Favre became so big you couldn't coach him.
Couldn't coach him.
Yeah.
And they showed today, Bill, I don't know if you saw this, they showed today on the network, NFL Network, Rodgers going after McCarthy in press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
They show all the snippets from day one, back to the receivers and all that, and then somebody's got to coach him or somebody's got to say something to him. They ran all those cuts back. They ran every last one. Then they cut to Michael Irvin. Then Michael Irvin go, let Odell Beckham Jr. say that and see what y'all say about that.
Right.
You'd be all over him.
Right. You would be.
Aaron Rodgers say all this stuff about McCarthy. Not once somebody called him on the carpet. Let Beckham Jr. say that about his coach and see what happens.
Odell Beckham Jr. just says it. Rodgers backhandedly insinuates it.
Correct.
In the I'm smarter than you because I drink scotch mode. You know? I mean, that's it.
With the pinky out.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
You know, he's got a cigar. He's sitting in a high leather wingback chair reading the Wall Street Journal with a bottle of scotch.
Yeah.
You know, Odell Beckham, he's got maybe his gray goose. Right. He's doing it while he's making it rain, and he's saying the exact same thing.
Right. True.
But he's just the way he delivers.
Just the way he
That's
delivers.
It.
Yes.
Let's go to Jesse listening to us in Brooklyn. Jesse, how are we looking? What's going on?
What's up, guys? Welcome back, Gary. I've been a week late. You know, I've been waiting for your return.
Well, thank you.
I'm back. I hope the knee is doing well, man. Okay, so, I mean, I get on hold, and all of a sudden, y'all are saying everything I'm about to say. So, thanks a lot.
Good.
You guys know what they're talking about. I mean, I guess Fack Rule is like the shiner of this game. He really came out. He showed out. I mean, when you think about what they're paying Fack Rule versus what they're paying Nick Perry, oh, my God. Like, it makes my stomach turn. Like, what happened there? It was Ted, obviously. I'm not counting the Packers out. I think if we lose in Minnesota, definitely it's time to pack it in. But my question is, what is the ideal turnout for this season for the Packers moving forward? Like, would it be in our best interest to just flame out just so it makes it easier for us to fire Mike McCarthy? Or, I mean, is it just Super Bowl or McCarthy's gone anyway? Thanks, guys. I love y'all. Peace.
That's a great question. I am never in favor of watching it flame out because I think it'll do it by itself. Fires go out naturally.
Yeah.
You know, I you don't. And here's the other reason why. You got guys on that team that need a job. So you're not going to try to tank.
No.
And tell guys not to play well.
No.
Only to be replaced at the end of the season. And then only thing they have on film is tanking.
Right.
There's guys in this team that need to eat.
Yeah.
So I would never say, I hope they lose. I hope they tank. I hope everybody plays hard. What I see, this is the end of the Mike Sherman era. This is when Favre was uncoachable and Sherman didn't have a way to kind of regain that respect.
Right.
It was too far gone. The comments were in the media, much like you just alluded to, Gary. Aaron Rodgers has become too big for this coach, too smart for this coach. And he, for all the
arguments.
Well,
basically, Rodgers is driving him out, is really what he's doing.
That's
underhandedly.
Backhandedly,
yeah,
he is.
He's driving him out.
So
and he's exposing
this
him.
Is the beginning of the end.
Yeah, he's exposing him.
Today was it. I mean, when people were emailing me about Dunn clubs and stuff, I'm in it. I get it.
I'm not there
yet. You're not winning out. You need to get to 10 wins to get to the postseason.
You do. You got to get to 10.
And they have to win out.
How many games I got left?
Six.
Yeah. Okay.
Six games, which they have to win every one.
R-E-L-A-X. No?
No.
Not doing that this year? No. Run the table?
No.
Not feeling it?
Okay. Aaron Rodgers will go GTFO.
Okay.
And then tweet that towards McCarthy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Man, I'm watching McCarthy up here on our ABC audio video flat panel up here, brought by yours truly. McCarthy just looked bad, man. I mean, does he have a shirt on, Orlowski? I mean, he got that bad look.
It doesn't look like it.
Right?
There's some lettuce going on underneath that Packer
sweating,
jacket.
And he's sweating.
Uh-huh.
That's a bad look. He doesn't look right. No. I mean, he looks like a beaten coach. I mean, I've seen beaten coaches before. He does. He looks like he's worn down. He looks like he's done. And so be it. And I'm okay with it. Not that he's, because I'm concerned about his other. And most folks, Bill, and here's the thing. A lot of people don't get to know McCarthy like I do because I do his golf tournament almost every year.
Mike is a great guy.
Right?
He is a great guy.
The greatest guy ever. I mean, he is. And so you have a lot of people who will come on and call him names and all that kind of stuff. And I kind of refrain from that kind of stuff because I don't want to be immature that way. But a lot of people try to come on, call him names, and try to, you know, make fun of his weight and that. But if you know the guy, and that's why I could never do that, the guy is just a really, really great guy, and he cares about his players, and he cares about rehabbing of his players. There's a lot of things that goes on in the NFL that you would just cringe at. This guy tries to take care of his players. And I think, Bill, it's to a fault that he takes care of his players. And that's why I think this team is soft. That's why I think this team is as soft as it is and that they're always hurt because I think Mike goes to the nth degree to make sure these guys are well taken care of.
Absolutely. I think, in my opinion, Mike babied him so much.
He has.
That
they're soft.
That you lose respect. They lose respect for you.
Yeah.
You
he
know?
Has.
I mean,
all these
I give Mike credit
has.
Because he's taken a bullet for a lot of guys.
A lot of guys.
When maybe he should have hung him out to dry.
Right.
But
right, and we were talking the other day about, you know, how Rodgers, all these backhanded comments. And I says, how many backhanded comments have you seen McCarthy really go after Rodgers? And he don't play that game. He's too old for that.
Yeah,
that's like me. I'm 55. I'm
right.
Too old for that stuff. I ain't got time for that, man. So it is what it is. I mean, we move on. The Green Bay Packers, though, if you look at it overall, they're void of talent. They Fackrell played well, but you still need a pass rusher, you need a defensive lineman, and you need some DBs, and you need an O-line. I mean, you still need players if you're looking to get back to the Super Bowl.
855-830-8648. Let's go back to the phone calls.
You need to push it up here.
Let's see here. Let's go to who is that? I couldn't see it.
Can you see it?
I can't.
All right, Roger and Cuttahay.
Let's go, Roger Cuttahay.
That is small writing.
That's tiny writing over there. I can't see that from over here. Rodgers and Cuttahay. Roger, how you doing?
Hey, couldn't agree with both of you more. Gary, McCarthy does look terrible. I'm watching. He looks defeated. He doesn't look right. And I also agree he's a great guy. And if this is his last year, I appreciate the attitude and honor he brought to coaching the Packers as long as he did. He respected the tradition. With you, Bill, you know, what should be called into question, I think it's a question of Rodgers maybe not being that football smart. It is not smart when you don't take advantage of your checkdowns. Two checkdown passes, this could have been a great performance by Rodgers. I don't know if it's if he needs a sports psychologist, seriously, because it's there. It's being talked about nationally that he's passing those open receivers up for incomplete passes. So bottom line is just not smart football.
I would agree with. I appreciate the phone call. Let's be honest. No, how many times have football. We talked about Aaron Rodgers being smarter than everybody else? And
well,
he is.
The smartest guy in the
room. So to now all of a sudden say that he doesn't see the check down because of the length of progressions, or I mean,
he's locked on to one guy.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
As you said, he's the guy that's making it up as you go along. Yeah. He's the guy that's pointing out routes. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that's going through all of this and telling everybody where to be and what to do.
Right.
If he doesn't know it, who does?
Right.
So, I mean, look, McCarthy's a good guy and a good coach. Aaron Rodgers is a hell of a quarterback and a very smart one.
Yeah.
They don't mix anymore.
No.
You can't sit there and blame it. What bothers me is that people blame it all on McCarthy, and it's not. But that relationship is gone, and tonight was the beginning of the end. It just was. You can't live with another close but no cigar loss like this and look at the head coach and say, it's bad play calling, because that's what everybody's complained about. When you're looking at the play on the field and guys are wide open and your quarterback's not throwing them the ball.
Right.
And you can't all of a sudden say, well, Aaron Rodgers can't see the field like that. Come on.
Right.
That's been his brilliance.
Right.
Stop making excuses for an obstinate quarterback who's being nothing more than petulant to cover up your own angst towards a coach that you just want out of here. That's fine. He's gone anyway. All I'm saying is you're smarter than that as a Packers fan.
Absolutely.
Don't buy into being this obstinate dumbass. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Jim listening to us in Chicago. Jim, how you doing, man?
Not well. Not well, obviously. Couple of points here. I'm going to start with the most ridiculous one. And this goes back to the McCarthy and Rodgers relationship. And what Gutekunst and Murphy got to look at, if they determine that Aaron Rodgers is uncoachable and nobody can coach him, then Rodgers has to go. They get a boatload of picks and people. Clearly, that's not going to happen. My guess is that they're going to say, you know what, if there's somebody out there that can get to Rodgers and capture what he is capable of doing, then they will do that at the end of the season, in which case McCarthy's going. And I think the fact that they're paying Rodgers a lot more money than McCarthy is kind of the determining factor in that. So I don't know. It's disappointing. It's sad to see the relationship go to where it is, but clearly it's not effective anymore, and there needs to be a change that takes place at the end of the season.
No doubt. And here's why I think Rodgers will be coachable. Thanks for your phone call. Because whoever the next guy comes in is his playbook, and Rodgers has to learn it. So it's starting from ground zero.
Right. Rodgers has to learn it, and you usually get that modicum of respect early.
Right.
It's what you do with it after that is going to be the determining factor as to whether or not you keep it.
So it's a new playbook coming. Rodgers got to learn it. He won't know how to do all this other stuff off of it, and he's going to have to follow suit with the guy that comes in with the playbook. Now, if they go hire some soft guy, Rodgers will run right through him. So whoever it is, I think it's got to be a guy with a great offensive mind that's very confident with his system and what he's trying to do and not looking to try to make it easy for Rodgers to learn. Rodgers got to come in and learn what he is trying to get done, and it'll work.
855-830-864. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break.
Let's take a quick break.
Packers lose to Seattle, and it was in just heartbreaking fashion. Their season is coming to an end. It just is. I know Gary doesn't believe it. We'll get Mike Clemens.
I don't believe in the Bears. Come on, Bill. You don't believe in the Bears.
I don't believe in the Bears.
Right.
I think the Vikings are going to win it.
You think the Vikings are going to come again?
Vikings are going to win it. Bears are going to be the wild card.
Yeah, I don't like the Vikings either.
I'll tell you what, the Bears have a tough schedule down the stretch.
They had three games in 11 days.
Yeah, they've got a very tough schedule in the last four. They've got a really tough schedule, no doubt. Stay tuned. More of the Green and Gold Postgame Show after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. 27-24, the final. Seahawks get the win. They go to 5-5. Packers take the loss. They go to 4-5-1. And other than mathematical hope that my partner Gary Ellison hangs on to.
This is mathematical.
I'm going to drive past Bed Bath & Beyond on the way home. If I have to break in, I will. And we'll get the biggest fork I can find
sinking fast,
to stick and the Green Bay Packers.
It is sinking.
It's over.
No, no doubt about it. It's taking on water.
Those two cannot coexist. Aaron Rodgers, I don't get it. Look, numerically speaking, listen to these numbers. Aaron Rodgers, 21 of 30, 332 yards, two touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 128.8. Took five sacks tonight. Two of which, right at the gut, they got him. Okay, give it to him. Three of which, hung onto the ball. And three of which, Mercedes Lewis, Aaron Jones twice, where guys are wide open and he looked at him and refused to throw him the ball. Was always looking downfield, and especially deep in Seattle territory, refused to throw to the checkdown, who had 8 to 10 yards. You could have had a first down, lived to fight another day, and then put the ball in the end zone. Refuses to do it. Refuses to do it. Was outplayed when Russell Wilson decided to go with quick outs. Bang, 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 bang. Took his team right down the field. Scored the winning touchdown. 21 of 31. 225 yards. A couple of touchdowns. Only sacked three times. All by Kyler Fackrell, by the way. And had a quarterback rating of 110.3. Did it tonight and kept the rush off of him because they got quick hitters to Carson. Quick hitters to Penny. The tackling tonight defensively was poor. But the defense did everything they could. This is not a top 10 defense. It's a top 15. And if you don't have the offense to support it,
they're doing well.
They're if you don't have the offense to support a top 15 defense, you're not going to win ball games. And unfortunately, the offense isn't doing enough.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
This is completely off script because we're going with the Jeff.
Sure.
But McCarthy leaves.
Yeah.
And let's say he goes to Cleveland, but I don't think he's going to go to Cleveland. But let's just say McCarthy leaves.
Yeah.
Goes to Cleveland, has Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Which is more likely to happen? McCarthy goes to Cleveland, wins a playoff game with Baker Mayfield, or the new coach comes here and wins the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. Which will happen first?
Probably McCarthy gets to the postseason.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Baker Mayfield. Because it'll be one more year of adding additional talent. They already got a good defense.
Right.
Getting additional talent at offense. Another year of seasoning Baker Mayfield. It'll take Aaron Rodgers, you know, just whatever time it is to learn that system, whatever the new head coach
right.
is. And then the biggest question is
because
going to be.
Because if you think about it, you only got to win in 9 or 10 games.
Right.
To make the playoffs.
But the biggest question also is going to be, in that sense, can the new coach get immediate respect from Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think he will because Rodgers wants this to happen.
But is the coach coming in saying, hey, Aaron, what do you think? Let's get it on the same page. Or is he coming in and saying, Aaron, this is the system I'm going to run.
Yes.
Yeah, you need to learn it. You need to go home. You need to get schooled.
And that's what needs to happen.
And then Aaron goes, well, wait a minute, I'm Aaron Rodgers.
If he goes in and say, what do you think? It's over.
Yeah.
We're back to the same stuff that we're
nice back to meet
to.
You. You're a hell of a quarterback. Yeah. I can't wait to get you indoctrinated into my system.
Right. That's what's got to happen.
Yeah.
If he goes in and say, what do you think, Aaron? You're in trouble.
No, it's done. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Bill listening to us in Wauwatosa. Bill, how you doing tonight, man? What's going on?
Hey, guys, I'm great. Gary, sorry I can't talk to you on the big show anymore, but unfortunately I'm in Chicago in the afternoons.
Okay, well, you can call Bill Michael's show. He's good.
I do call Bill once in a while.
Good, all right. It's all good.
Here's a few things. Bill, I'm going to take credit because I said after the Rams game, that this was a Mike Sherman-type situation with Rodgers and McCarthy.
Right.
The problem is you have a player now who is bigger than the team, and that's why McCarthy's lost the locker room. And you can't do anything to rein this guy in other than bench him for a series or just call four straight draw plays up the middle and do not allow him to run the ball, but he's not going to do that. This guy single-handedly has cost us three games this year. In fact, Aaron Jones – was the reason we scored. When he took the two checkdowns to him, the guy got massive yardage. Rodgers wants the interview after the game on the field. He's a deep ball diva. I don't think he can rein him in. And the bottom line is, I don't think we go to the Super Bowl until somebody says to this guy, you're costing us. It makes you wonder when Darius Randle said he gets disciplined when other guys on the team don't, if he was talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you know who he was talking about.
Back last year.
Yeah.
Well, I know who he's talking about, but you got to wonder if the rest of the team, if he really is drawing it up in the huddle, Gary, and McCarthy isn't reining him in, what does that say? Who's the coach? Bottom line,
right.
He's got to rein him in. And I like Mike McCarthy. I do think he's he could be a little more creative. You know, stealing plays from Andy Reid does not say you're the world's greatest offensive coordinator.
Yeah, but let me just say this. But all coaches steal plays from each other. I mean, Reid steals them from, McVay. McVay steals them from Reid. I mean, who's the guy down over in Chicago now? That guy, he steals them from Andy. I mean, they all do it.
And they are not out of the playoffs yet because if you look at that schedule. If they beat Minnesota, they hold the tiebreaker with them. If they beat Chicago, they hold the tiebreaker with them. We have the Cardinals. It's a cream puff schedule the rest of the way.
They got to win out, like Bill says.
But does it matter? Because we're going to be one-and-done anyway.
They're not a Super Bowl team.
Right.
No, you're right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, thanks for your phone call.
What up now?
Yeah, no, they're not a Super Bowl team.
No, they're not.
They're one and done.
Yep. Maybe two and done. Maybe they get one lucky on the road if they get there, but I don't think they're getting there. I think that come Black Monday, the day after the season ends, the Van Lines truck is parked in front of Mike McCarthy's house. Aaron Rodgers is in disguise with a fake nose and maybe trims the beard and that god-awful mustache.
Didn't your boy with the New York Mets did that, didn't he? What was his name?
Valentine? Bobby Valentine, yeah. But that's Rodgers driving a truck. That's Rodgers driving a truck going, should I back it in a little further? Should I back it in? And Rodgers, you know, is kind of licking his head out the window, and McCarthy says, oh, sure, now you want to take the short one. Yeah, okay, there you go. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We got more to go. The Green Bay Packers close but no cigar. 27-24, the final. We got a lot to talk about. Phone lines are jammed. If one becomes available, 855-830-8648. More of the Green and Gold Postgame Show right after this.
Wisconsin wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. The Packers game is over, and now it's time to break this one down. This is the Palermo's Pizza Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Screamin' Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas. Now, along with former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, here's the big unit, Bill Michaels.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of guys open on third down. You know, we got to get back to getting open on our routes and being in the right space at the right time and figuring out what those best concepts are for our guys. You know, without Randall, without Geronimo, we're still learning these young receivers. Devontae's incredible. I mean, he really is.
There you go. Devontae's incredible. Nobody else is getting open. I guess he hasn't watched the game film yet.
No, he hadn't. He hadn't seen it. No.
Those are the words of Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, nobody's getting open. It's not my fault. Yeah. Nobody's getting open. We got some game film here that would say otherwise, that we've circled, we've tweeted, we've posted. Aaron Jones could have danced, maybe got a little popcorn, watched the rest of the play unfold. Had it not been with the sack that he took, hanging onto the football and not throwing it to the safety valve pass that was, oh, by the way, just beyond the first down marker. Yeah, no, nobody got open, though. Yeah. It's not my fault. Nobody got open. I guess Mike needs to school him up a little bit better, but it's not my fault. No, that's a $170 million paperweight right there. Aaron Rodgers, after the ballgame, 27-24, talking to the media, the Packers lose to the Seattle Seahawks, and the glimmer of hope still at the end of the tunnel. It's there, but it is dimming quickly. Gary Ellerson alongside. I'm Bill Michaels. Mike Clemens joining us here in studio. It's the Green and Gold Postgame Show. We'll get back to the phone calls in a minute. So, Mike, you and I are watching this game together screaming at the TV on numerous third downs.
Well, it's because...
where there's guys open and he's not throwing on the ball.
Because you come out of the locker room in the second half. It looks like the Seahawks have changed to more of a zone. They've probably made some adjustments to how they're playing on the defensive line. They're getting Rodgers quicker. Your defense is out there forever. They're getting tired. And after putting on a really good game and having a good defensive game plan. And you got the Seahawks rattle where they've got their five false starts. The Seahawks at home. You know, their 12th man working against them. But why in God's name on third down they start giving you safety valves? You've got Mercedes Lewis lining up as a fullback. He runs over to the right-hand side, runs off from the right tackle. He's wide open the flats. Maybe there's one guy there. But you got 6'6" and 260 pounds and big hands, and you just drop it off to him. You start dropping off to the checkoffs, and you start bringing in linebackers and safeties, and then your young receivers get open on the next play. But at least you try, you get a first down. You stop looking for everything being 20 yards. And there were some earlier players where he had four and five receivers downfield, and everybody was covered in the zone, and guys weren't getting separation. And McCarthy's going to say that, and Aaron Rodgers is going to say that. Well, there's the, you know, we got these young receivers out there, and we don't have the right concepts for them and all this. You know, I mean, it's just it's getting way so complicated. And it's the thing about this so frustrating is, where's the quarterback in the first half that just says, what the hell? And he chucks it 57 yards to Robert Tonyan, who's one-on-one, and he nails it for a touchdown. Where were those shots for two or three or four series that were all three and out in the third quarter and the fourth quarter? Aaron Rodgers told Joe Buck and Troy Aikman during the production meeting for Fox, when there's a question about, what about this Aaron Jones? How come you guys haven't been using him more like this? Boy, he finally had the big game against the Dolphins. And Aaron Rodgers' reply to those guys was, finally, we're using the kid instead of worrying about him getting too many touches.
What?
Which means he thinks that Aaron Jones is a weapon and a weapon that he can use and that should be getting more touches. But he's insinuating that Mike McCarthy has been saving him or doesn't trust him with ball security, or maybe that's why it's like, well, you know, Ty Montgomery's been here longer and he's does this stuff more technique, when clearly Aaron Jones has got the burst and the skill, whether he's catching passes, whether he's running with the football. Aaron Rodgers is telling the broadcast team, coach has been keeping him in a cage because he doesn't want him to get hurt or just doesn't quite trust him yet, you know, with 15, 20 carries in a football game.
855-830-8648. First score of the game, and here you go. It was an easy one. And this was an exciting one, as a matter of fact. They finally give the ball to Aaron Jones down near the goal line, 8 yards out. Here it is.
On first down, Rodgers down the sideline for Adams. What a throw and catch. Is that what makes Aaron Rodgers great? Almost flat-footed. Just drop that in to Devontae Adams in stride.
I played the wrong one.
That's okay. All best right. Hands of the game, you can give that to him, too. That's yeah. All right.
Here's Aaron Jones.
Brought to you by Bryan Stratton College with scholarships in 12
you
different sports.
You can blame that on a young intern or something. That's the going.
Well, yeah, it wasn't your fault.
Blame
it was an
it on
intern that wasn't
intern.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Intern
well,
wasn't open.
Wait, he should be used to doing that. He's the Aaron Rodgers lover.
There you go.
Here's Aaron Jones.
Little toss to Jones, running right. Good blocking, touchdown. What a start for the Packers. Points off the turnover and a pose.
There you go. That's it. First score of the game brought to you again by Bryant and Stratton College. They got it all going on. They're offering scholarships in 12 different sports. Log on to bscbobcats.com. It's bscbobcats.com. Let's get back to the phone calls. Talk to who's been on hold the longest here? Got we people on hold a long time. Michael is in Appleton. Michael, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Hey, Bill. I talked to you the other day, and I was the one that said that, hey, we're going to get on a roll. We're going to get going, you know. I was wrong. I was dead wrong.
It's not pretty right now, no doubt.
This game was a microcosm of the entire season. Aaron Jones got the ball 6 times in the second half. We were not leading in the second half for the majority of the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Run the ball!
Yeah. I get it. I'm in agreement with you. I get it.
When Aaron does throw, is it just me or is he leaning back every time?
A lot of the time, I mean, even Troy Aikman made a note of that. Now, actually, so did Terry Bradshaw during the halftime show, where they said he's just snapping it as he's falling back and falling away, throwing it off of his back foot.
That's why he's underthrown all his receivers. He's not stepping into anything.
He underthrew quite a lot today. I mean, that one deep pass, I appreciate the phone call, that one deep pass, Mike, you and I were talking about, to Devontae Adams, great pass, not the touchdown pass, but the pass that was down the left sideline, great pass. But Adams still had to slow down to catch the ball. If he hits him in stride or throws it to him so where he can run under it, it's a touchdown.
The one on the left-hand side?
Yeah.
Over? Yeah.
Yeah.
He underthrew
but him. He underthrew that ball, too.
Yeah. Are we being unfairly picking on Aaron Rodgers here?
I said this before. Aaron Rodgers has set the bar so high, he's not playing like Aaron Rodgers.
And you got to have him play like that in order to
and
win.
He's being paid to play like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
he's not taking coaching right now. Yeah. I mean, come on.
I already know that.
He's not consulting with his coach. He's not. There aren't coaches standing around him with the iPad. He's not listening to anybody. Gary made the point in the last segment, too, about, you know, drawing up plays. And some of the best plays, you know, wow, there's a positive. Let's break this down. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, a 40-yard touchdown pass. He's wide open down the right side in the Coliseum against the Rams, right? MVS, what happened in that play? Well,
Roger said.
Before that series, Aaron took me to the sideline, and he said, what happens when you move inside? He says, well, if I move inside, that guy has outside leverage. He says, okay, next time we do that, you move inside, all right, and I'll hit you down the sideline. And on the second down, that's exactly what he did. He was wide open, stride for stride, because he had single coverage like that. It was one of the most beautiful play. I've got five more like that. And when you go to the receiver, and then I go back to Aaron Rodgers and say, yeah, MVS says, yeah, it's a little something we saw there. We kind of worked it up. But it's either in the huddle or it's during the break. There's no mention of, well, Mike called that.
Right.
Or Frank Cignetti, my quarterback coach, suggested we do this.
So what,
or Joe Philbin told me on the phone to look for that.
So what ends up happening, because it doesn't always work, so when it doesn't always work, that means he was only going to throw the ball to MVS on that play. Nobody else. There weren't going to be no checkdowns. There were going to be no progressions. If that play had a fallen through, he had nowhere else to go with the football. So he's almost doing this on the regular. And on the regular, this is happening, and these guys are covering these receivers, and he's got no second, third, or fourth read. He's hanging his hat on what he perceives will be open because this is what he called. He doesn't know those guys on the other side get paid sometimes too. And that's why he gets hung out to dry. That's why he doesn't see Mercedes Lewis. That's why he doesn't see Aaron Jones. That's why those things go, I was going to say something bad, but that's why they don't work.
That's why they turn to blank.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Gary, there's packages they still run in practice that you see that make sense, that have the rhythm. We're going to attack the left-hand side. We're going to come back to the right. We're going to bootleg this and hit that pass over the middle. We're going to move the chains. Now the next series of four downs, there's a rhythm to it.
Yes.
Instead of this pistol, play action, wait, roll, look for somebody in the back corner, sacked. There's packages that are being called that are being adjusted by the quarterback.
Sure.
Either before they start it or in the huddle. And
then
leading to the confusion.
Let's get to the confusion. Let's get then to the huddle because now he's pointing to this guy, pointing to this guy, pointing to this guy. There's only 5 seconds left when they get out of the huddle.
Yeah,
that's on Mike McCarthy.
Yeah. I mean, no one is stopping this. No one is just stopping this and telling the quarterback, just run the play. Just run the play.
Right.
Run the play. We're sending four deep, and then we're going to delay a guy, and he's going to run underneath over the middle, and you're going to toss it to him, and he'll turn up the field and go for 15 yards, and we'll have a first down.
You know when that happens, okay? So last game in Green Bay, Miami, right before halftime, 2-minute drive. There are like 3 passes in a row. He come back, plant, gone. Come back, plant. That now they're down to maybe 30, 40-yard line. I reached over to Joe. I said, Joe, watch what's about to happen here. It's going to be a sack. And sure enough, he got out of rhythm, and he locked on to one joker. He's trying to throw two down the sideline because that – He just stops it sometimes. And then the next play, what was it? Sack, because he's looking at one guy. What makes Tom Brady so great? Everybody wants to say Belichick, and probably does. But what makes Tom Brady and...
Tom Brady would never disrespect Bill Belichick the way Aaron Rodgers does in the media.
Never.
Never.
What makes your boy in the Saints so great? I tell this story. This Jesse Palmer guy. Was the quarterback for the New York Giants. Sean Payton is the offensive coordinator. And they were talking about what makes Sean Payton so great, what made him so good, why he liked his offense. Sean Payton, when they would go and they would do the reads and they go into the film room, Sean Payton would get all over the quarterback, says, you can't play for me unless you follow progressions. If there's a guy open underneath, by golly, you better hit him. If you don't get him the football, you will not play.
I saw at least 4 third down plays in the second half today where he should have gone 1-2, check down.
Gone.
He's going 1, 2, 3, 4, roll out, 1, 2.
Yes. Go on.
Now the check down is, it's over.
It's over.
Yep. And you're under siege and you're sacked.
You saw him hit Aaron Jones a couple times when it was over.
It's,
it was a 1 yard game.
1, 2.
By the time he's hitting the guy, the defense has realized he's wide open and they're closing on him.
Done.
So it's a
1 yard
game.
Aaron Jones has stop, maybe a little pass, you know, then chip, and then he rolls out and he's wide open on the right hand side. Big Mercedes Lewis lines up like an H-back off the left tackle. He comes across the middle, looks, then he releases off to the right side. There's one cat out there, you know, maybe in their zone, and you got big 89 with his hands wide open, and there's Rodgers looking downfield, rolling left, guys hanging on him, trying to push
because
the ball out
no
of his hands. He's just not going to settle for the check down. Give it to the 260-pounder and see what happens. Yeah.
855-830-8648.
I hate this kind of radio.
It is what it is.
Because people get mad with us, and I get this.
But that's okay, because this is honest radio.
People get mad with us because they think we're totally bashing Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he deserves to be bashed.
And that Aaron Rodgers is the reason why they're losing.
Yeah, I got news for you. They're having the same conversation in the coach's room.
Yeah, and he's not the whole reason why they're losing, but most certainly he's got a bigger part in this than most people realize.
Saying it's all Aaron Rodgers. What I'm saying is tonight they had opportunities.
But it's been this way all year. Bro.
Right. But tonight they had the opportunity to make plays, and he chose not to.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to sit here like everybody else that's tweeting that says McCarthy sucks. I'm not going to sit here and say McCarthy sucks because of the play calling. Because the plays were there. Guys were open. So how is that the play calling? My argument is this has become so irreparable that Rodgers has no coachability through Mike McCarthy anymore.
No.
That McCarthy's got to go. But this is as much on Rodgers as it is on McCarthy.
Sure, absolutely.
So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back.
Good luck to the 38-year-old offensive coordinator who's going to be the next coach, and he's walking into this bee's nest. I would much rather be Andy Reid sitting next to my kid, Patrick Mahomes, during the defense runs and saying, hey, kid, what do you want to run in the next
Patrick
series?
Mahomes ain't going to question him.
What? No, he's learning. He's having fun. McCarthy, I watch those Chiefs games and say, that looks a lot of fun.
Right.
Where can I get some of that?
Because he can go to Cleveland.
I don't need this nonsense.
Baker Mayfield will think he'd be God.
He can go to 4 or 5 teams are going to have a first-round pick next year.
Yeah.
855-830-8648. If a line becomes available, Packers get beat 27-24. More of the Green and Gold postgame show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Taking on the chin, 27-24. That's the final in this one, and breaking it all down. It's going to be a lot of time to break this thing down. 10 days, as a matter of fact, until they actually head into Minnesota and maybe rid themselves of the taste of this one. But this one's not good. There's no sugarcoating this here. This one's just not a good game. Not a good one to come out of, unfortunately. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Best hands of the game. Here it is right here.
On first down, Rodgers down the sideline for Adams. What a throw and catch. Is that what makes Aaron Rodgers great? Almost flat-footed. Just drop that in to Devontae Adams in stride.
There you go. Dropping it in Devontae Adams in stride. Aaron Rodgers, tremendous throw. Look, I'm not saying Aaron doesn't have talent. Aaron's a very talented quarterback. Just flip the wrist and there you went, but not great down the stretch. Let's do this. Mike McCarthy spoke to the media just a little while ago. It's brought to you by Pick and Save, your local Pick and Save stores where Wisconsin saves on groceries. Let's take a listen to Mac. So there you go, Mike McCarthy after the ball game. I'll tell you what, I give McCarthy credit. He had every opportunity to throw Rodgers under the bus. A lot of questions asked about Rodgers, why he wasn't checking down, why he was getting so mad, why he wasn't looking at open receivers. And McCarthy
because those reporters are thinking the same thing that we just
said. They're seeing the exact same thing.
And they want McCarthy to say it. That's why they ask him the questions.
Yeah.
They know. And Mike's too good of a guy.
He won't do it.
He ain't going to do it.
He won't take the
but
bait.
But Rodgers would throw Mike on a bus in New
And we're
going
to hear from Rodgers because Rodgers basically blames everybody else but him.
Yeah, so you can call Mike fat and all this kind of stuff, but character, he most certainly has character.
Yep.
What this other guy don't.
Yep,
I want the character guy every single time.
27-24 is the final. We'll get back to the phones coming up here momentarily. Hang in there. I promise to get to you. More of the Green and Gold postgame show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Woo! It's a hot one in here tonight. How are we looking? It's a hot one in here tonight, no doubt about it. Packers taking on the chin 27-24, and we'll get back into the phone calls and such coming up momentarily. I promise you we'll get to all of this stuff. We'll get to the head of the game coming up as well. The injury report tonight, by the way, that's brought to you by our good friends at Luigi's Frozen Pizza. You've got, let's see here, Raven Green left with an ankle. Jimmy Graham left with a thumb. The only thing we can perceive was that it was maybe dislocated, got caught in a face mask. Kenny Clark had an ankle. Then you had Mike Daniels left with an ankle injury. Who else was there? There was Kentrell Bryce left with an ankle injury, and Bashaud Breeland left with a groin injury.
No DBs left.
Nothing.
Breeland had already had that injury beforehand,
right.
But still.
So now you've got six guys that went down in this ball game tonight. And again, short week. You got 10 days.
Okay.
10 days. Short week, travel to the West Coast. Now you got six guys injured coming out of this one, and you lose on top of it. Not a great one. That injury report brought to you by Luigi's Frozen Pizza. Frozen pizza that tastes fresh, guaranteed, available at most grocery stores and taverns all throughout Wisconsin. Aaron Rodgers went to the podium, and let's take a listen to what he had to say. That's brought to you by the Granville Business District, the Improvement District. Feel the energy and the power. Go to granvillebusiness.org. Here's the quarterback. There you go. That's Aaron Rodgers after the ball game. And, a subdued Aaron Rodgers, I get it, but also a guy that says guys weren't open. We're sitting here circling plays where there's 10, 15 yards between certain guys that are wide open. I mean, I don't know what on the field he's not seeing, or if he's just throwing guys under the bus, or he's just locking on one receiver. Like you said, Gary, he looked at Devontae and said, I should come to you. I'm coming to you.
And I'm going.
And that's where I'm going. That's the only place I'm going. And
right.
If the guy's covered, then what do you do?
Then I'm roll out or run around.
You know.
And see what I can see.
Right.
So, because I'm not going through my progressions.
Right.
Because by that time, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003.
You're being sacked, yeah.
Yeah.
You're being sacked. Let's get to the phone calls here. Who's been on hold the longest? Who's on hold the longest?
Irv.
Irv? Let's go to Irv, for God's sakes. He's been on hold forever. Irv, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, what up, fellas? Hey, listen. I tweeted you earlier, Gary. I was like, this dude, he's going to get on it after the post game. He's going to say, you know, we need to get Aaron more involved. He needs, you know, and guys need to get open. They were open, like you said, they were open all night. And, you know, he's talking about his vision. Maybe he needs double vision because he can't see for one player half the time. And, you know, and I think that what the real problem is that, yeah, the coaching relationship is broken. But I think we talk about what he needs to get back to what made him great. And those good Packer teams control the time of possession. They you know, they took what was given to them. They marched strategically down the field. And they got touchdowns, and they controlled the clock. If you look at time of possession and, you know, the years where we had good teams, we controlled the clock. And now I think Rodgers has been a victim of, you know, the poor drafting, so now he thinks he has to do it all. And, he had a couple of years of doing that, and, you know, he had some great comebacks. And, you know, the Stephen A's and the Sports End of the World made him look like it was his team, and the team's going to win unless – he pulled out the dramatic, and I think that's where he's stuck in his mind. He always has to do the dramatic in order for them to win, and I think it's cursed him. And you see it that he doesn't go through his progressions and, you know, take what's given to him, and we just march down the field and control the clock. And the timeout situation, that goes on Mike and, you know, all the other things that happen not going on 4th-and-2. But like I said, this team is broken. A lot of players were overvalued, like Mike Daniels and the overpaid linebackers. I think we just need to start from scratch.
And thanks for the phone call. There's no way you can get rid of Nick Perry. I mean, you can, but you got to eat all that.
Right. If you get rid of Nick Perry, you'll gain about 3.5 in salary cap, but you're paying him 11.1 to go away. And they may just say, look, we'll take the 3.5, get out of here. Get rid of him. 855-830-8648. Let's do this. Let's get back to it and give you the, what do we got here, the hit of the game? That what it is? Kyler Fackrell was all over the place today. Third sack in this ballgame, by the way, leading the Green Bay Packers in sacks. And this one ties him now with Khalil Mack for the sack lead in the National Football League. Here it is.
Carson now 7 for 9, picking up a first down on 3rd and 1. And there's Fackrell. He's got the hat trick. All the way back to the 30-yard line and a huge play in what is right now a 4-point game.
There you go. That's brought to you by the Boilermakers Local 107, building and rebuilding America for over 225 years. Check out their apprenticeship opportunities at Boilermakers107.com.
See, I was right.
.com.
You didn't need to spend the $90 million on Khalil Mack.
You got one.
You got a Fackrell,
yeah.
Man.
Got a Fackrell.
Yeah.
Holy Fackrell.
Holy
yeah.
Fackrell.
That's Khalil Fackrell right there.
That's a T-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm getting that printed up tonight, man.
Holy yeah. Fackrell.
I'll split the profits.
Holy Fackrell, Batman.
Also, the turning point of the game brought to you by Aurora Sports Health, and this was easy. That 3rd down and 4 late in the ball game, Aaron Rodgers hanging onto the football, wide open in front of him was Aaron Jones, but he kept checking down and checking down and checking down, wouldn't look, and eventually takes the sack and thus the field goal, and then they give the ball back to Seattle. Here it is.
Rodgers in trouble. Down he goes. Another 3rd down sack. And the play made by the rookie, Green. Rasheem Green gets his first.
There you go. That's the turning point of the game. Again, brought to you by
Raven Green, Joe. Raven Green. It's not
Raven
Rasheem Green.
Green.
It's Raven
Green. Aurora Sports Health, advanced care to get you back doing
Raven.
The things that you
that's
love.
So
find a sports provider and make an appointment at aurora.org. That is aurora.org. Let's do this. We'll take one final break. We'll come back and get some phone calls. You've heard the coach. You've heard the quarterback. We got a lot more of the Green and Gold postgame show coming up right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Little toss to Jones. Running right. Good blocking. Touchdown. What a start for the Packers. Points off the turnover. And a pose.
There you go. That's the rush of the game, and it's brought to you by Palermo's Screaming Sicilian Frozen Products, the pizza, the craft pizzas. They got it all going on. The Screaming Sicilian rush of the game, and it's the Green and Gold postgame show, which is brought to you by Palermo's Screaming Sicilian, by that matter. And there you have it. We'll talk about the next 10 days coming up here momentarily. I do want to get another phone call in because he's been on hold a long time. Zach is listening to us in Pittsburgh. Zach, what's going on, man? What's happening?
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
Good, what's happening?
All right, so I'm going to put a little blame on Rodgers and McCarthy. So you said Rodgers' line earlier, 20-31, 332. That's a great line, but
right.
Obviously missing the open checkdowns. I don't know, you can probably quantify this better than I can, but did a team earlier on in Rodgers' career, it's like 3 to 5 step drops and the ball's out. I don't know how much you watch the Rams and McVay, Saints and Peyton, but the ball's out right away.
Oh, yeah. Gone.
Like same with watch the New England game. Brady does it, too.
Gone. It's done as Pop Warner backyard football stuff.
Exactly. But anyways, Rodgers, I don't know how he's talking about Cobb in his interview. I mean, Cobb's got 30-pound weights attached to his feet. He's got Will Fuller and Valdez-Scantling. You know, he doesn't throw the ball to him. But anyways, so back to McCarthy. 6 touches for Aaron Jones in the second half. We have a poor man's Kamara on our team. This guy should be getting 20 to 25 touches a game. I mean, I know Rodgers threw a terrible pass on 3rd and 2 with the slant flat concept, but, I mean, you got to be a little more creative than that. I mean, he's got to do something different.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You're in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
What's the climate like with Mike Tomlin there? Are a lot of fans calling for Mike Tomlin to be fired? Because he's only won Super Bowl, too.
Because they're winning. That's the difference. There's no worry about them not making the AFC Championship every year. It's just
But you only got one Super Bowl, and you've got a Hall of Fame quarterback.
I mean, I get that, but still, like, there's a difference, though, because they're going against the best ever, Brady and Belichick, every year.
Correct.
And, you know, Tomlin, they're always got drama with them, but it's Big Ben, you know. It was living.
But don't they want to see Mike Tomlin go somewhere else so they can see him win without Ben Roethlisberger? They don't think stupid like that. That's how Packer fans think. They think stupid like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, I don't blame him. Big Ben should have more, but I don't. He has a little bit more leeway with, you know, with the Patriots and stuff like that. But anyways,
I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for holding so long, Zach, because we got to run. We're up against the clock here. But that's been the thing, is because Brady, that's the reason Peyton Manning didn't get more.
Can't beat him.
Because you can't beat Brady and Belichick.
No.
Hey, the MVP, I think we can all agree it's Kyler Fackrell.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to, debate that. Right. The MVP, the Chili's MVP. Man. Chili's is back, baby, back, and it's Kyler Fackrell, who is your MVP. Man. Now we got the forward thinking of the game. It's brought to you by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together, learn more at FFPWI.com. So now you've got 10 days. Mike, give me your thoughts on this team reorganizing.
2006, there was a young receiver named Greg Jennings, and he was wide open, and the ball went sailing over his head. And after the game, he said, yeah, but Brett just overthrew me. The next day, when Jennings was told, you will be at your locker, no, I made a mistake. There's this thing that's been going on for 25 years in Green Bay that the quarterback can never do anything wrong. And it's going on, continues with the second generation of Aaron Rodgers. And tonight we're blaming these rookie receivers. Now, that's a lot on Aaron Rodgers. Everybody's talking about how great Devontae is. Well, how about Aaron Rodgers has to be out there with two rookie receivers?
How about that's him not throwing easy. Guys open about how great
Tom
he is?
Brady never gets stuck with two rookie receivers. They always bring in free agents. They always bring in experience. Nevertheless, there's this crap where the quarterback can never do anything wrong in Green Bay. And as smart as Aaron Rodgers is, as talented as he is, as secure ball security is with never throwing an interception, they need to call this guy out.
Yep.
He's losing games. He can't hit the side of a barn on third down tonight.
Yep.
They let that game slip away. And his coach should start calling him out.
Well, the coach has nothing to lose at this point.
No.
Because his job's gone.
No, he's already calling me.
You know, if I were Mike, yeah. I would. But he won't. He won't burn that bridge because he wants to go out of class.
Right. The day after the last game, they're going to have a press conference, and Mike and Mark, we've been in talks about this for months, and I'm stepping down. I need to step away from the game.
That's how it's
going to
go.
Because we got Mike McCarthy. They're going to do to McCarthy what they did to Ted last year.
Yeah.
We've been in talks.
Yeah.
It's amicable.
Yeah. That's how it's going to go. That's how they roll.
One more time at Link Secure. What is it? Security Link
Security
Center,
Link.
Piped in sound music.
Loserville. That's what it's called. Loserville Stadium.
Yeah.
Joe Correnti Stadium.
Joe Correnti.
The official tonight who blew calls to. There you go.
Holy Fackrell.
Before a crowd of 69,007. It was the Seahawks 27 and the Packers 24. We will talk about it again soon, I'm sure. Time for us to go. Have a going. See you.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.